President Obama is one of the many visitors who show up each summer to vacation on the upscale island Martha's Vineyard. This year, there's concern on the island about how the summer tourist season will be affected by what officials are calling a public health emergency of heroin abuse. The vineyard and the entire state of Massachusetts are reeling from a high rate of drug overdoses and arrests. From member station WBUR in Boston, Deborah Becker reports.
Underneath the charm of Martha's Vineyard's picturesque beaches, peaceful woods, and luxury homes is a problem. Since August, there have been 6 overdose deaths on the island.
It's a phenomenal rate for a community of 16,000 people. And that's not to mention the overdoses that haven't been fatal.
Charles Silberstein is an addiction specialist and psychiatrist at Martha's Vineyard Hospital.
We've seen overdoses for years, but I don't think we've ever seen this kind of number or frequency.
The frequency of arrests for heroin and other opioids has also skyrocketed. In 2012, there was 1 heroin arrest on the island. Last year, there were 10, and 16 arrests for prescription painkillers.
It's bad. Once you see the people on the Percocet pills and the heroin, it really it takes over their lives.
Edgartown Detective Sergeant Chris Dolby is pointing out some of the areas on the island that police have been keeping an eye on. He turns down a path leading to a secluded beach where he says fishermen regularly find syringes.
The shell fishermen come down here every morning, and there's been a bunch of needles found on a number of different occasions down here, so very secluded. They'll buy out on the street, come back here and hide and shoot up.
Sergeant Dolby also blames drugs for an uptick in crime. He says there have been more house break-ins by thieves specifically looking for pills. As the summer population on the island increases tenfold, more police and jail officers are hired every year. But Dolby and others expect that this year, resources will be stretched. Major Sterling Bishop, deputy superintendent at the local jail, says the busy season brings out a certain mindset.
But the summertime is a totally different beast. People come out here and it's all about making money. So whether it's opiates, whether it's selling t-shirts, whether it's doing whatever, it's all about the fast buck.
Those struggling with drugs say that atmosphere helps fuel the cycle of addiction. Of the 24 inmates at the Martha's Vineyard Jail, 85% are there for crimes related to opioid use. 31-year-old Benjamin Fogg of Edgartown spoke about the problem as he was being released from the jail.
Well, I've been incarcerated for 16 months now.
Fogg says part of the issue is economics. Dealers, he says, know that they can sell heroin on the island for double, sometimes triple, the price they can get on the mainland. If he wanted to, Fogg says, it wouldn't take him long to find heroin.
Not even having a cell phone or a dollar in my pocket, probably 15, 20 minutes.
Business leaders maintain that the opioid problem has not changed the island. Nancy Gardella, executive director of the Martha's Vineyard Chamber of Commerce, says it is still a safe, idyllic place.
We are a microcosm of the world, so whatever is happening in the world is happening on Martha's Vineyard. But the community works very hard to create a sense of eyes wide open. Neighbors will report things. Nobody looks the other way. And the business people that I talk to have a zero tolerance.
She says business people have had to fire workers or refer employees to addiction treatment, but that can be a challenge. There is no detox stabilization facility on Martha's Vineyard, so those most in need of help often have to leave paradise to get it. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Becker.